American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
The concern was is that this rule as proposed would lead to unnecessary and unproductive litigation in many ways.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue commenting on the package of controversial regulations known as the GPSA rule, something that's been in the works for almost a decade. It would have made it much easier for livestock producers to sue processors for unfair treatment, but the rule appears to have reached a dead end with the new administration. But Secretary Perdue says that does not mean farmers are without protection.
We'll be watching to make sure that our producers individually and collectively are not disadvantaged, to make sure that we treat one another fairly and not in a predatory fashion. These are moral actions that I don't believe that regulations and litigation actually solve. In fact, I believe that it had the potential for harming the very people that it was intended to protect.
Perdue wrapped up a week-long trip in Europe and tells us some of the things that he told EU officials during his visit.
The things I communicated to all the members of the G7 and the bilaterals, as well as the EU commissioner, Mr. Hogan, was that we wanted to make trade deals based on sound science and not perceived myths. I also had the occasion in the UK, rather, to address that both with Mr. Parrish and Secretary Gove regarding their disparaging of U.S. poultry. They still refer to it as bathed in chlorine, which most of us know that is not a processing option that's used commonly in the U.S. today. But there seems to be used hiding behind sanitary, phytosanitary excuses simply for protectionism purposes.
It's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. NAFTA negotiators say they're frustrated by the lack of progress in the latest round of talks that ended earlier this week.
Frankly, I am disappointed by the resistance to change from our negotiating partners on both fronts.
U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Robert Lighthizer at the conclusion of round four of NAFTA talks in Virginia. And that seems to be the consensus from Mexico and Canada as well. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland, says the idea of redoing NAFTA is when all three countries win.
But that cannot be achieved with a winner-take-all mindset.
The U.S. stance is to modernize NAFTA by cutting the $500 billion trade deficit that NAFTA is causing the United States. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.